我们大家低头默祷。
So, Prince Hans.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边一起继续来遵守圣安息日。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue observing our Sabbath.
在这边敬拜神，我们来唱诗，歌颂神412首。
And come here to praise God and worship God. Let's sing Hymn 412.
412首。
Hymn 412.
It's the blessed hour of prayer. 412首。
Hymn 412.
我们每个月都有一次的祷告会。
Every month we have a prayer session.
那这个祷告会啊，是我们花时间跟神沟通一个很美妙的时光。
And this prayer session is a window for us to communicate with God.
我们的心需要在神面前有所预备，我们的祷告就更能进入深处。
And when we prepare our hearts before the prayer session, then we could go deeper into our prayers.
神的话常常可以来预备我们的心。
And God's words can often prepare our hearts.
所以在祷告之前，我们用诗篇的一段经文来准备我们的心。
So before we pray, we would like to look at a passage from Psalms to prepare our hearts.
我们来看诗篇五十五篇。
Listen to Psalm 55.
诗篇五十五篇。
Psalm 55.
我们把红线夹在诗篇五十五篇。
You could put a bookmark in Psalm 55.
诗篇五十五篇第六节。
Psalm 55 verse 6.
五十五篇第六节。
55 verse 6.
我说，但愿我有翅膀，像鸽子，我就飞去，得享安息。请读。
55 verse
6.55 verse
6. Verse 6, so I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest.
我想用这一个经文做题目，我们来谈三点。
And I would like to use this verse as a topic and talk about three points.
第一就是我们祷告就是跟神要风的翅膀。
So when we pray, we should ask God to give us wings.
第二点，我们来谈谈有风的翅膀，我们可以脱离人间的暴风雨。
And to have wings, we could fly away from the violent winds that's on this world, that's in this world.
最后可以在旷野得享安息。
And ultimately, we could receive peace in the wilderness.
其实我们祷告就是借着风的翅膀在飞行。
And in reality, when we pray,We have a dove's wings in our prayer.
我们来看诗篇的104篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 104.
诗篇104篇第三节。
Psalm 104, verse 3.
诗篇104篇第三节。
Psalm 104, verse 3.
当然第一节在谈到我们的神是至大的，是以尊荣威严做衣裳的。
And verse 1.It talks about how great is our God, and He clothes with us with honor and majesty.
第三节谈到我们的神在水中立阁楼的栋梁。
And in verse 3, He walks on the wings of the wind.
他用云彩为车辇，借着风的翅膀而行。
He who makes the clouds His chariot, who walks on wings of the wind.
这边特别提到神他是借着风的翅膀在飞行。
And over here, it specifically mentioned that he travels, he walks on the wings of the wind.
原来风有翅膀。
So the wind has wings.
它可以飞，它可以速度可以很快。
So the speed of the wind could be really quick.
它可以随时变换方向。
The wind could change its direction.With ease.
身上告诉我们圣灵像风一样。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is like the wind.
所以使徒行传第二章我们很熟悉，得到圣灵的时候好像一阵大风吹过。
So in Acts chapter 2, it describes the receiving of the Holy Spirit as the wind passing by.
所以耶稣在跟尼哥底母谈到圣灵道理的时候，
and when Jesus was speaking with Nicodemus on the truth of the Holy Spirit,
他说风从哪里来往哪里去、啊、你们不知道。
He told him where the wind comes and goes, you do not know、
啊、但是得到圣灵的、啊、就像、啊、那个样子。
But those who have received the Holy Spirit are like the wind、
啊、所以圣灵像风，因为啊、圣灵就是神本身。
The Holy Spirit is the, like the wind because the Holy Spirit is God himself.
啊、圣灵啊，啊，原文就是 breath、哦、就是一个气息，像风一样。
And the Holy Spirit in the original text is to breathe like、
啊、所以当我们祷告的时候，就是乘驾风的翅膀，乘驾圣灵的翅膀。
So when we are praying, we are riding on the wings of the wind through the Holy Spirit.
飞到很远的地方，飞到海的极处。
And we could fly far away to the ends of the ocean.
我们来看诗篇139篇第九节。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇第九节。
Psalm 139 verse 9.
139篇第九节第十节。
139 verse 9 and 10.
诗篇139篇第九节第十节。
Psalm 139 verse 9 and 10.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，你就在那里，你的手臂引导我，你的右手臂扶持我。请读。
Verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,Even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
在旧约、啊、神、啊、跟我们讲，他是住在不能看见里面的光里面。
So in the Old Testament, God told us that he lives in a light where we cannot see him.、
啊、他是住在众人之上。
He dwells above the people.、
啊、这边提到说海的极处、啊、在那里神的手要引导我们。
And over here it mentions that in the uttermost parts of the sea,His hand, which is God's hand, shall lead us.
所以啊，好像就是主住在海的极处一样啊。
So it seems like God dwells in the uttermost parts of the sea.
所以每次我们祷告啊，借着圣灵的翅膀啊，我们可以飞到神的面前，接受神的帮助。
So every time when we pray, we ride on these wings to God to receive assistance from Him.
你想像小鸟飞在空中吗？
Would you like to be a bird flying in air?
我们人类都有一种飞翔的希望、飞翔的梦想。
Mankind often have aspirations to fly.
去年、啊、在报纸上谈到多伦多大学一个学生、啊他发明了一种可以用踏像脚踏车一样的踏的东西呢、飞在空中。
In the newspaper recently, there was a student from Toronto that invented a flying machine where he could step on the pedals to fly this machine.
当然他飞的时间很短、哦、
And of course, his flying time is quite short.
他那个机器的构造有点像现在的飞机，但是那个直材都是用最轻的直材。
His invention is similar to an airplane, but the material he uses are not similar to the airplane.
很轻的、哦、
It's very light.
他说，报纸说，虽然他只能够飞几分钟啊，他心中感到无比的兴奋。
So the newspaper reported that even though he could only fly for a few minutes, but his heart was very happy.
人都喜欢啊，飞到很远的地方。
Mankind likes to fly to a faraway place.
所以我们小时候很喜欢看科学小飞侠。飞啊飞啊小飞侠。
So when people are younger, they like to read storybooks.
有一个科学小飞侠不是 storybook， 科学小飞侠就是很那个看得很喜欢飞的那个小朋友。
They like to read about this person who likes to fly.
他说 Peter Pan 啊，就是这样子。
Peter Pan。
当然。那个有一个小朋友在 Facebook 上面写一段话。
There is a child who wrote on Facebook a message.
他说他最近去做这种 parachute guiding， 是不是 parachute guiding 啊 ？Parachute 就是去做那种 parachute 的东西啊。
And he was riding on a parachute gliding.
他说这个感觉非常的过瘾啊。
and he had an enjoyable experience.
其实我们祷告就是一种飞翔的过程。
So when we pray, it is like us flying.
我们的肉体虽然受到限制，但是我们的心灵是可以不受这个地心引力限制的。
So even though our body has limitations, our heart is limitless.
所以我们真的借着圣灵的翅膀借着这个风的翅膀我们可以一直飞飞飞飞到神的面前。
So through the wind, through the wings of the Holy Spirit, we could fly in front of God.
那为什么我们想要有飞翔的盼望呢？
And why do we aspire to fly?
因为我们活在这个人间常常遇到很多暴风雨。
Because living in this world, we encounter many violent winds and rain.
我们来看诗篇55篇的第八节。
Let's turn to Psalm 55, verse 8.
诗篇五十五篇第八节，我们从第六节读到第八节。
Psalm 55, verse 6 to 8.
诗篇五十五篇第六节到第八节。
Psalm 55, verse 6 to 8.
我说：但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去得享安息。我必掩游宿在旷野。第八节。
Verse 8.
我必速速逃到避。逃到避难所，脱离狂风暴雨我们想要飞翔，因为这个人间有很多的狂风暴雨。
We like to fly away because in this world there are windy storms and tempests.
我们喜欢做深入长一点时间的祷告，因为我们这个人间实在是充满了困难。
We like to make extended prayers because in this world we have many.Difficulties.
常常困难把我们逼到神的面前。
And these difficulties drive us to God.
那这个困难，这个作者描述的是让他喘不过气来的困难。
And this difficulty that this person has is something that that he cannot take.
五十五章的第三节到第五节。
Chapter 55, verse 1 to 3.
诗篇五十五篇第三节到第五节。
Psalm 55, verse 3 to 5.
都因仇敌的声音，恶人的欺压，因他们将罪孽加在我身上，发怒气逼迫我。第四节。
Verse 4.
我心在我里面甚是疼痛，死的惊惶。临到我身第五节
Verse 5
恐惧战惊归到我身惊恐漫过了我这边他在形容他的苦难如排山倒海而来
And over here it describes his difficulties his fearfulness and trembling
他用欺压 oppress 你被压扁了这个压力给你压得喘不过气来
And this is an oppressionThat overwhelmed him.
他们都说你是坏人你是一个不好的人，把这个罪孽呢加在你的身上。
And people claim that he is a bad person and put their judgment on him.
发怒气逼迫我
And
生气的就是最大的，好像就是那个怒气一发，你都怕他怕的要命。
And in their wrath, they hated him.And they bring down trouble upon him.
他的感觉就是呢，他的心那个不是肉体的痛，而是心在痛心里痛得要命
And his heart is severely pained within him.
在肉体上面呢，又恐怕那个死亡，像死亡一样的惊恐呢，也是临到他哦。
And physically, the terrors of death have fallen upon him.
所以恐惧战惊归到他身上，漫过了，就是他整个人大概晚上睡不着觉整个人在一种 panic 在一种强烈的这种痛苦当中
and fearfulness and trembling have come upon him and the horror has overwhelmed him
在我们日常生活当中偶尔我们也会经历这样的情形
so in our daily lives we may occasionally experience this type of experience
有时候是我们家人的一些问题
there may beFamily issues,
有时候是我们肉体上的问题
or difficulties with your physical bodies.
有时候是人跟人之间的问题
or conflicts between people.
那如果这些人是你的敌人，加给你的压力啊，也许你还承担得住。
And if these people are your enemies that are giving you pressure, you may be able to handle.
但是常常这些人都是你所爱的人呢。
However, these people may be people you love.
我们来看诗篇五十五篇十二节到十四节。
Let's look at Psalm 55, verse 12 to 14.
诗篇五十五篇十二节到十四节。
Psalm 55, verse 12 to 14.
原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可以忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人，我必躲避他。第十四节。
Verse 14.
不料是你，你原与我平等，是我的同伴。是我知己的朋友。十四节。
Verse 14.
我们素来彼此谈论，以为甘甜。我们与群众在神的殿中同行。哇，这是很难承受的一种伤害。
So this is a pain that is very difficult to undertake.
啊，如果是我们的敌人呢？啊，我们都在防备啊，我们心里也准备好被他骂了。
And if it's an enemy, we have made the proper preparation.
啊，如果是恨我的人呢，我们也会防备，我们早就躲得远远的了。
And if it is somebody who hates us, we would make the proper preparation as well.
不料是你啊，他说就是跟他一起在神殿中，在那边谈论，在那边觉得很快乐的啊，平常是知己的啊一些朋友啊。
But it was a person.Of his equal, his companion and acquaintance, that they took sweet counsel together in the house of God.
啊，这个时候真的你会受不了。
And at this time, this person may not be able to bear it.
啊，他可能是一位传道人。
The person may be a pastor.
啊，可能是一位教会的工人。
It could be a church worker.
啊，可能是一位你所爱的家里最爱的那个人。
It could be.A person from your family that you love.
啊，但是啊，他这些人总是认得你的缺点，他们刺下来也是最痛的。
And these are the people who hurt you the most.
啊，真的啊，有时候我们在痛苦的时候呢，啊，会把对方的缺点呢，啊，更觉得是不可以忍受。
And sometimes when we are in difficulties, we may not bear with other people's faults.
啊，所以二十一节这个诗人这样讲。
And in verse 21, the psalmist describes.
他说他的口像奶油光滑，他的心却怀着征战。他的话比油柔和，其实是拔出来的刀。啊，有时候我们在受苦的时候呢，啊，对方的缺点就更加放大。
And when we are suffering, we could magnify other people's faults.
啊，所以我们常常觉得这个他的话很好听。可是那心是不好的。
So his words could be smoother than butter, but his heart is at war.
啊，这个时候我们真的是很痛苦，很痛苦。
And in this period, we may feel very painful.
所以我们盼望，但愿我们有鸽子的翅膀。
So we hope that we have wings like a dove.
我们可以飞到海的极处。
We could fly to the uttermost part of the sea.
其实我们不一定经历到这样像耶稣基督被犹大卖的这样一个过程。
And we may not experience the betrayal, like Jesus Christ.
其实这个诗篇是在描写犹大啊怎么样来变卖耶稣基督，让主耶稣心中痛苦的一首诗歌。
And the psalm was really describing how Judah betrayed Jesus and how Jesus' heart was.Very pain.
啊，虽然我们不一定啊经历过这样的苦楚
，so we may not experience these type of sufferings.
啊，但是人间毕竟是充满了啊很多的困难。
But indeed, mankind is filled with various difficulties.
啊，所以真的，我们都盼望我们有风的翅膀，我们有鸽子的翅膀。
And indeed, we need the wings of a dove.
啊，那在那里我们就可以得享安息。
And when we fly away, we could be at rest.
哦，最后我们来谈一谈得享安息哈。
Now let's talk about being at rest.
我们再来看啊，诗篇五十五篇第六节第七节。
Let's look at Psalm 55, verse 6 and 7.
啊，诗篇五十五篇第六节第七节。
Psalm 55, verse 6 and 7.
我说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去 得享安息。第七节
Verse 7.
我必引游宿在旷野。啊，这边特别提到我们有翅，这个翅膀呢要飞得很远，飞到旷野的地方。
And over here it says that when we have these wings we need to fly far away into the wilderness.
那个旷野到底是什么地方呢？
Where is the wilderness?
我们来看耶利米书第二章第二节。
Listen to Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2.
其实旷野就是神跟以色列百姓最亲近的地方。
The wilderness is a place where God could be intimate with the Israelite people.
耶利米书第二章第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2.
耶利米书第二章第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2.
我们从第一节开始来读。
Let's start with verse 1.
耶利米书第二章第一节，主的话临到我说，第二节
Verse 2.
你去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说，主如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。在以色列的民族史当中呢，神特别记得旷野，神跟以色列百姓亲密的时刻。
And God specifically remembered the period where the Israelites were in the wilderness.
在那里他们建立会幕。
In the wilderness, they established an altar.
在那里他们有过除罪的生活。
In the wilderness, they lived a life of purity.
这是他们最民族史当中呢，这个很幼年的时期他们跟神恩爱婚姻的爱情这个神都一直记在心里面。
And this is a period where it was the sweetest between the Israelites and God.
今天旷野就是神的教会。
And today the wilderness is the church of God.
旷野是神颁诫命的地方，给律法的地方。
The wilderness is a place where God gives His commandments.
今天我们的亲密跟神的亲密在教会里面事实上就是因为神这是神的家圣灵的居所。所以我们回到这里就是回到神的家中父的家中。
So when we return to the wilderness, we're returning to the church, which is the house of God.
那这个家里面呢有一个神的宝座。
And the house of God, there is a throne.
那这个宝座呢它有彩虹把它围着它是有神的彩虹在这个宝座这里。
And in the throne, it is surrounded by a rainbow of God.
彩虹就是一种施恩典的记号。
And a rainbow, it is a sign of grace.
说每次心情不好我们乘着风的翅膀飞到旷野，没有人间纷扰的地方。
So when we feel, when we have hardships, we can fly back to the wilderness.
我们真的可以在这里享受到安息
And in the wilderness, we could experience rest.
所以圣经讲，在世上你们有苦难，在我里头有平安。
So the Bible tells that in this world you will have hardships, but in me you will have peace.
但是不是说我们来到教会就一定有办法进到神里面去
？But when we come to church, it is not necessarily we could enter into God.
我们真的还是要静下来，要去乘驾风的翅膀，要有那个鸽子的翅膀。
We need to be in rest so that we could have these wings that could take us there.
所以在安息日我们真的要享受安息。
So on the Sabbath day, we need to enjoy rest.
在安息日我们真的要进入安息。
So on the Sabbath day, we need to enter into rest.
这样子我们真的可以飞到神的面前。
So we could fly ourselves in front of God.
在那里我们真的可以享受到神在我们生命当中的保护跟带领跟指引。
So in front of God, we can experience His guidance, protection, and providence.
耶稣说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷好多时候我像母鸡召集小鸡要把你们召集在我的翅膀下面。
Jesus once said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I want to gather you under my flock.
但是你们竟自不肯。
But you do not want to.
所以我们每个安息日来到神的教会我们要躲到那个神大的翅膀下面。
So when we observe the Sabbath, we need to be under the wings of God.
我们看诗篇九十一篇一到四节。
Turn Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇一到四节。
Psalm 91 verse 1 to 4.
诗篇九十一篇一到四节。
Psalm 91 verse 1 to 4.
住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。第二节。
Verse 2.
我要论到主说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。第三节。
Verse 3.
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。第四节。
Verse 4.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。我们可以这样想象。
Let us imagine.
我们的神啊，好像一只很大的鹰啊。
Our God is like a very big eagle.
神说呢，他带领以色列人到旷野，好像大鹰把他们背在背上一样。
God said when he brought the Israelites into the wilderness, they were under his wings.
那我们有一个小小的翅膀，像鸽子的翅膀。
And we have little wings like a dove.
我们飞呀、啊、飞呀、啊、飞呀、啊，就要飞到这个大鹰的翅膀。
And when we want to keep flying until we are under the wings of this big eagle.
他用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
And he will use his feathers to cover us.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
And we need to be under his wings.
真的，每个安息日，我们啊都要飞到神的面前，不只是肉体来而已。
And indeed, every Sabbath we need to fly under God's wings.
神真的会啊让我们享受到安息。
And God will let us enjoy rest.
我记得我住在北加州的时候。
I remember when I was living in Northern California.
我们的隔壁啊有一棵大树。
Next to us there was a big tree.
在春天的时候呢，那个 turtle dove 啊，就那个 turtle dove 啊，他们就在大树上面孵蛋生小鸟。
And during that time, the turtle doves would be on a tree to raise their offspring.
那年春天呢、有一天那个风很大。把那个鸟巢给吹落了。
So one spring, there was a very big wind that threw the nest off the tree.
那个一只啊小小的那个羽毛还不会飞的这个小 turtle dove 呢，就掉到我们家的后院来。
And there was a little turtle dove that could not fly yet, and it fell into my backyard.
我小弟很喜欢小鸟啊，所以就把它接到房子里面去了。
So I like little birds, so I brought it to my house.
那我就听到那个母鸟呢，时间到了哈，然后就会在外面啾啾啾啾，不晓得怎么叫，忘记了，就是会叫叫叫叫它的孩子啊。
So when the appropriate time came, the mother bird was calling for her chicks.
隔天我觉得，哎呀，这个妈妈太可怜了，所以我就想说，让妈妈把孩子带回家。
And so I saw the situation. I felt bad for the mother bird.So I brought the bird back to the mother.
所以呢，我就把小鸟放出去啊。
So I let the little bird back outside.
它还不太飞，不太会飞啊。
And this little bird did not know how to fly it.
当我放出去，当然我很注意它，我从窗户一直注意它。
And when
我要看这个妈妈怎么把它带回家。
And when I released the bird, I looked through the window to see how the mother would bring the bird back.
我没有想到啊，突然来了一只 blue jay 啊 ，blue jay 就是一种蓝色的，嘴巴很尖的哈、哦。blue jay 冲下来就开始要这个那个 blue jay 大概吃肉的哈、哦。blue jay 冲下来啊，就开始伤害那一只啊啊那一只小 turtle dove 了。
And through the window, I saw a blue jay trying to eat this little turtle dove.
我的孩子不晓得记不记得，我一看我来不及了，我就叫我孩子名字，赶快出去保护小鸟哎。
Then I told one of my children to immediately go outside to protect the little bird.
他的动作也有点慢，因为那个 blue jay 来得太快。他 blue jay 一下来的时候呢，我看到那个他的妈妈吼，马上冲下来啊，啊，保护他的孩子，就把那个 blue jay 赶走啊。
And my child was a little slow going out the door, and the mother bird, came and protected, her children and swayed away the blue jay.
你知道这个？其实 blue jay 真的很厉害。有一天，我看到一个广告报纸啊，那个 blue jay 可以把一个很凶的那种鸟啊，吃肉的鸟，可以赶走它这些鸟的，很厉害的这个 blue jay。
So the blue jay is very powerful that it could drive away many different birds.
那第一次被这个母鸟赶走，第二次下来，那个很聪明啊，他先把小鸟的翅膀夺伤了哈、哦，就是先剁伊的翅膀哦，先把他以为这个小鸟还会飞啊，先啊。让这个小鸟的翅膀受伤。
So how the blue jay attacks was that he first harmed the wing of the little turtle dove.
啊，所以我看到这个妈妈啊，那无论怎么样就是要保护这个孩子的，虽然她没有办法成功。
So this mother, no matter what she does, no matter what she did, she wanted to protect one of her children.
啊，如果连这个小鸟都会保护她的孩子，我们的天上的父亲呢？啊，他更会保护我们呢。
So if this bird knows how to protect her children, then our Father in heaven knows how to protect us.
他是大能的神呢。
Because he is the Almighty God.
他也是安慰人的父。
He is the Father who comforts.
你有痛苦吗？
Do you have hardships?
你有困难吗？
Do you have difficulties?
但愿你有鸽子的翅膀。
May you have the wings of a dove.
能够飞到神的面前。
So that you could fly in front of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
现在要接受按手的，我们请我们的长子来帮我们祷告，请可以到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying of hands, you could come forward.